This is the BBC.
That's what it means. Mr. Sellers is merely trying to sabotage the highly esteemed Goon Show. Wales! Glorious Wales! I love Wales, but you rarely see them in the fish shop these days, do you? But, who is it? Mr. Greensley, button up your kilt and tell the waiting masses what's the play.
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, let your head please.
Can I stop that?
Yes, sir. Which way did it go?
I think we should do that. Indeed, we should do that. I say, look here. Remember, this is the highly esteemed Goon Show. Good enough for other talking wireless shows, but not for us. And therefore, let us now hear the usual ovation that greets the Goon Show! Thank you. Pull up a sock and sit down, whilst I unfold the story of
The Booted Gorilla, Part 1.
Africa! The well-known piece of land. There in the tree forest where civilization has not touched. There, as darkness falls, all one can hear is...
That's what it means.
Deep in the forest, a safari slowly wands its way through the dense jungle.
Seagull, the heat.
Yes, the heat. Get it's hot.
Yes, it must be the heat.
Of course the heat.
It's the hottest heat we've ever had.
Yes. These jungle roads. Why are they so dusty?
We can't get a cleaner.
Must be the heat.
The heat, yes. It's a bit of a fag.
What is?
Half a cigarette. The heat.
Look. Here.
The gun barrel pointed a quivering saxophone at the footprints of a gorilla. Suddenly, behind a bush, they had stopped.
Well, most of us stop behind a bush sometime now.
Yes, but this is different.
Impossible. It must be the heat.
Look, Peter, look. Here the gorilla's footprints stop. And then they start again as boot prints.
Boots? A gorilla wearing boots? Well, if this is true, the animal is worth a fortune. A circus will give us the earth for it, even the water.
Then they'll catch it.
We will catch it, even if I have to fight it single-handed.
Glad Bloodlock, I admire your guts.
Why are they showing?
Only when the sun's behind you.
Must be the heat. Now, action stations for Operation Gorilla. First, Seagoon, take a letter. To Buana, Gridpipe Finn, care of the London Gorilla Collector Society, Park Lane, Wapping. Dear Snorra, I have...
Hello. Have you ever had a mad uncontrollable impulse?
You silly twisted boy, you're... Now give me that axe. Now pull up a sock and sit down.
Thank you. Is this the Gorilla Collector's Society?
Yes, your cage is waiting.
I'm not a gorilla, I'm Buana Seagun.
This takes a bit of swallowing. Perhaps he's mad.
Little does he know I'm as sane as the next fellow.
Little does he know that I'm the next fellow.
This ragged goon.
Seagun, this is Buana Eccles, the famous specimen.
Specimen of what?
We're not quite sure yet.
What's he walking around in bare feet for?
Poor fellow was born like it, you know.
How terribly terrible. It must be the heat.
Yes, the heat.
No! None of this,
yes.
I have here a message from Bloodlock in the heart of Africa.
Oh, let's have it.
Right. Course is sailing. Can you define?
Jove, yes. This. Signed, yours truly, P.S.
What beautiful handwriting. So then, you'll give us a plan to catch this booted gorilla.
Yes, pull up a sock and sit down.
Listeners, does it strike you as at all significant that in a story that concerns a gorilla that wears boots, Echoes is barefooted? Could it be that these clues will bear feet? Sing it over while we hear from the booted mouth organist, Buana Max Geldray.
Now, this is how to catch this gorilla. All you need is a portable, collapsible boot repair shop.
What for?
Dear little Cymric man, that gorilla's boots can't last forever. Eventually the soles will wear out and he's bound to look for a boot repairer. Get it?
Ying dong it, live hell!
Good!
Wait! Who's going to serve behind the counter? That gorilla will be ferocious.
Now, who do I know who's a mug?
Well,
I better go upstairs and pack.
Oh,
splendid, splendid. Now, Seagull, you go and find a collapsible boot shop.
King Kong into life hell!
Good!
I scoured the country for a suitable shop. Then finally I found one the right size in a little village in the city of East Coca.
I sit and I cobble from the break of day. Cobble all night and
good morning, sir.
All day. Cobble and cobble and I cobble away. The cobbler gay am I. Good morning. I'm a cobbler, you know.
Really? I could have sworn you were a Nubian chicken sexer.
There is a resemblance, I must agree. A cobbler gay, am I? A cobbler...
Does this wrinkled old cobbler know what he's talking about?
Yes, he knows what he's talking about.
Good, then I'll talk to him.
Splendid idea.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes, sir. You see, he answered you.
So he did. Thank you. Sir, there's a sign outside says his shop is for sale.
Oh, yes, yes, the proprietor put that up.
Could I speak to him, please?
Certainly, I'll get...
Wait, before you get him, how much is he asking?
Well, I...
Come on, now.
Well,
here's a fiver. Tell us, how much is he asking?
£50.
Is that all? I was going to offer him 500. I've saved myself £450. Well, go and get him.
I am him.
What?
The price, £500.
I say, look here, Henry,
there's no paper.
Oh. Minnie, this man wants to buy the shop.
Well, they're asking £50 for it, Henry, and we'll get it. If he's stick out for it.
Yes, I'll try and knock him down.
Here's the hammer.
Sir, £500 is too much.
Well, £450 then.
No.
I'll go to £200.
No, buddy. You have to drop more. Don't realize that tough customers, buddy.
Yes, buddy.
There's me, buddy.
There's you, buddy.
Yes, buddy.
Very well, £100.
No, buddy. Our price is £50. You pay it or we don't sell. Take your pick.
All right, £50.
Done.
Bravo.
Gad, you Americans drive a hard bargain.
We're not Americans.
No? Those elastic-studded boots had me completely fooled.
Oh, well, we like the modern style, buddy, you know.
I'm sure you do, buddy.
Crazy, buddy, crazy.
Yes, crazy, yes. Well, there's your £50.
Oh, look, Minnie, it's all in money.
Yes, now, I want you out of here by tomorrow.
You want us to get out?
Of course.
But we go with the shop. We're included in the price.
Dear listeners, I realize that Mr. Crun and Miss Bannister were the very people to serve behind the counter when we erected the shop in Africa. Very well, you shall come with me.
On the outskirts of the gorilla forest, Bloodnock awaits the return of Siegel. It's a humid night. And he lays sweating on his chapoy.
Oh, this heat. Where's my lime juice? Blast those mosquitoes! What a nasty place to be bitten. I shall never sleep on my stomach again. Pour me about a peg and about a mallet.
They went, sir.
Yes. Ellington, play us a Magyar melody on your electric elephant tusk and lurgy to that.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make her complexion like peaches and cream. Give her two lips like roses and clover. Then tell me that my lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Yes, I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares for me.
Now listen.
I'm so sad and lonely. Won't somebody take a chance with me? Yes, that I've ever seen. Give her this word that I'm not a rover. Tell her that my roots are not all over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman. Mr. Sandman. Mr. Sandman, bring me a
Seagoon, you're back at last, lad.
Yes.
You have the collapsible boots up.
And two collapsible attendants. A Mr. Crumb and a lady.
A lady? Fud me nurglers. Lay out me clean ducks and me dirty chickens.
Major, may I introduce Miss Denister?
Oh, what magical spot do you hail from?
Sangavellock Docks, why?
I was asking a lady of you. Naughty man. Now, my dear, dear lady, how delightful to have a member of the opposite sex out here. Oh, what a delightful, ravishing creature you are.
No.
Do you really mean that?
No.
Wait.
What?
Is it?
Yes.
Can it be?
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Minnie Bannister, the darling of Roper's Light Horse.
Yes.
And voted Miss Ball Curry of 1901.
Vapors. Oh, dear, dear.
I will remember.
Great dashing Dennis of the Calcutta New Followers.
Oh.
Oh, me. Back from the dead.
Are you? How long are you staying? Remember that locket of hair you gave me?
You still wear it?
Yes, it covers the bald spot on me nuts.
Oh, dashing Dennis.
Oh, Minnie, my dear lady.
Dennis.
Oh. Remember that last dance we had at the governor's ball in Cawnpore?
Oh, yes. That was the night that they played. Our song.
Our song. Let us sing it again together.
You know, I don't know how we get away with it.
Plans were laid for the trapping of the gorilla. Special stout-hearted scouts were sent ahead to track it down.
Do you know something? Oh, I got a cousin. But I tell you something. I do not like this stout-hearted scout part. In the dreaded jungle wearing only short trousers, harm can come to a growing lad. Sphinx. This is not the usual blue bottle entrance. Sphinx again. I must speak to the writer about getting a sucking.
Oh, you can any surrender that the boot of gorilla?
No, and I do not want you.
Oh, it's a good job I ain't wearing boots, or sure enough I'd be in that cage by now.
Oh. I should have stayed at home by the fire with Ruffio.
Oh, who's Ruffio?
That's my pussycat.
Oh. Oh, what's up? What do you know? You got a pussycat?
Yes, I have got a pussycat.
Well, I ain't got a pussycat, but I got a bunny rabbit.
Oh, I have not got a bunny rabbit.
I got one.
You got a bunny rabbit?
Yeah. You got one?
Yeah, I got a pussycat.
Oh, What's who's that?
A pussycat. What have you got?
I've got a bunny rabbit, have you?
Yeah, I've got a pussycat.
What's his name?
Ruffles.
Who's that?
My pussycat.
I've got a bunny rabbit.
Just in case some stupid people didn't understand that conversation, it was briefly that Blue Bottle had a bunny rabbit, and Eccles had a pussycat called Ruffles.
I suppose the BBC do know what they're doing.
Of course they do. And so, to the final dramatic scene, the night that the trap for the booted gorilla is laid.
Yes. In a clearing, we erected the boot repair shop. Inside were Mr. Crun and Miss Bannister. At midnight, the rest of us climbed up to our observation post in the trees around the boot shop. We were linked by wooden field telephone. Hello?
Mr. Seagun, the lights are fused in the shop.
I'll have them fixed.
Oh, tell me, what is this customer we're expecting? What does he look like?
Well, he'll be wearing a hairy coat. Okay?
Okay.
Eccles?
Not yet.
Go to the lamp store and take Mr. Crun 3 2-watt bulbs.
Now to phone Blunder.
I heard you buzz, Nicotin. I heard you buzz me.
Well, buzz off. I don't want you.
Do not be cruel to Blue Butterkins. I'm doing a man's hero's job. Makes face with iron protruding jaw like Anthony Steele, but stops at teeth falling.
Well, any signs of the gorilla?
No, it's very dark. But me and Eccles is still watching.
But Eccles is here.
There?
Yes.
And who's this sitting on the branch next to me?
Quick! Everyone to the rescue!
Give me a mantle, a cloak, or a red hood.
Right! Here we are. Blue Bottle, you up there?
I'm stepping by the silly gorilla. He has pulled off my boots, disclosing the ancient secrets of the dirty big house in my top.
Jump, lad, I'll catch you. The ground will break your fall. Gotcha. Good lad. Now, I'll brush you down and...
Okay. Promise you won't drop me.
Of course not. Just wait till I brush Blue Bottle.
Blue Bottle was up the tree with a gorilla. I just caught something that jumped in the tree. Blue Bottle's still up the tree. So the person I'm brushing down...
You rotten swine, you! You let me sub to the ground. Points the dirty big lump on cross. Picks up Lucian. You're not my captain.
All right, I'm coming, lad. All's well. Oh, the blood knock will soon fix that naughty thing.
Chapter 11.
Hello?
Mr. Seagood, I'm speaking from the shop. The gentleman with the hairy coat is here.
Lidnock, he's got the gorilla in the shop. Mr. Crown?
Yes?
Keep him there.
Oh, I think he wants to stay.
Why?
He's standing on my head.
Quick to the shop! See anything through the window?
No, the shop's in complete darkness. Must be the heat.
Oh, I just bought them light bulbs for the shop. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you'd better go inside and put them in, hadn't you?
Okay. Okay, yeah.
I say, Captain, you won't have a rotten swan, Captain, sending him in there with that gorilla alone?
Well, you go in with him then.
I can't.
Why not?
I'm a rotten swan, too.
He's gone in.
Do you think they're fighting in there?
Oh, Okay, stop. Let's go in. You keep me covered with that blank check.
Yes.
Good heavens, look. Look. The gorilla bound foot and mouth. Who did this?
I gave him the old one too, buddy. Yes.
Did you? Well, where's Echo?
The tide ran out after Mr. Crud.
Wait, wait. This is the gorilla. This one's got bare feet. Look, up there, it's the booted gorilla chasing Mr. Crumb.
Then who's this poor idiot lying cussed up on the floor?
Guess who?
Last orders, please.
That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Redington Quartet and Max Gelvray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan and Eric Sykes, announcer Wally Speedway, the program produced by Peter Keaton.